Blog Talk Radio.
Wicked little girls kiss the boys and make them cry. Raising double trouble every time we pass them by. So much to be. Wicked little girls, we're curved to get them groovy white. So better keep an eye on your balls till I come up tight. You think you're my one and only, only sophisticated, you only took me. You got to love living while you're living all your own love life. I'm the high ten string, I'm honey brown. I'm the baddest bitch that ever hit the town.
Baddest bitch that ever hit the town. That's right, y'all.
Who, what happened?
That's right, the baddest bitch that ever hit the town. The high pimpstress.
Oh, that would be me.
I will pimp slap you once.
Look here, I gave you your money. Don't be.
Where's my money, bitch?
I love y'all.
Yes, it is that time, ladies and gentlemen. As you can tell, we are here, we are on, and ready to go. Not ready, but ready to go. It is January 24th, 2002, and it is Tuesday, so that means it is Pixanista, your favorite pixel fashionistas.
Mm-hmm.
Yay! Yay! I'm Snow White. A little tired today, so I might be a little slow on the uptake, but I'm still here. And we have Corey / Gaminatrix as well. Hello, ma'am.
Hola.
Hola, señorita.
Yahtzee!
Yahtzee! Yeah. So, we also have our... the third person of our trifecta.
Oh,
you like that word?
That sounds horrible.
The Triforce. Oh my God, we're the Triforce.
Oh my God, that is hot.
That's our new nickname, Triforce. We're the Triforce.
Yay!
I wish I could make that noise he makes. You know, when he holds it up. When Link, never mind. All right, Ginger Rocks is. Yeah, Ginger Rocks is here as well. She makes up the final part of our Triforce. Hello.
Hey, sexy.
All right, do we have anything to talk about? Because, you know, I'm tired.
We do.
Wait a minute.
So much to talk about.
Wait a minute. I hate that I actually thought I had that. I thought I had that sound effect on. Bro, maybe I deleted it. I deleted it
because I remembered it one time, but I couldn't find it.
Oh, that sucks. That's one of my favorite.
Oh.
I feel hurt now.
You feel pain. He's sad. Oh, poor Corey.
I can touch you in all the right places and make it better.
Mm-hmm. You see, you heard what I told the other girl that said that to me, didn't you?
I know.
You broke her heart.
I know, I'm all hurt now.
Oh, I love you. Keep your hands by the waist. Hey.
What if I don't wanna?
You know what?
It's not that kind of show.
Oh, come on.
That's Thursdays.
Aw. Y'all are no fun.
My skin hurts.
Girl, I am lots of fun.
What? Never mind. Wow.
Oh, my God. This is not behavior becoming of a pixinista.
No.
You can like fashion and still be crude.
This is true. I am dying one day to be wearing a haute couture gown in the real world and just burp. Like a $4,000 dress. Just
stood up in the most high class place and just be like, brap.
Yes.
Hey, pardon me.
I'm going to say, excuse me, and I'm going to wipe my mouth with the back of my hand and everything.
That was good, but that tasted better going down.
Smear my $50 lipstick.
Ew.
And I'm gonna start eating my hand. Oh yes. That's how it must be done. It's gonna happen.
I can imagine that. That'll be fun. Anyway, so what about that fashion, huh?
There is so much fashion now. There's so much cool stuff.
This week we'll be introducing giving you... my voice is not working.
That's...
What's wrong with you? What is really wrong?
There is something, I don't know. That's your friend right there, dude.
That's your friend.
That's your friend.
That's your friend.
Aw, nobody wants to claim me. That's
Anyway, they got some dresses on here. Just that I'm looking at that your little eerie child, Abby, might like, Ginger.
hey, my little child, Abby, is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Your child, Abby, freaks me the fuck out.
She freaks me out, too.
She's going to punch her across the room and be like, bitch.
No.
She's like, yeah, don't make fun of my girl. See, as I keep telling her, remember, we've been in there for so long. This is new to us. Every time I see one, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with that person? Oh. One of those child Abby things. Oh, I heard about you. Stand still. Stop. Don't look at me.
Turn around. Nope. Face the other way. Face it.
I do. That's
my child Abby is cute.
It may be cute. It's just unnerving for me to see them there. I mean, it's only natural, you know, as humans, we like to imitate
it's
life.
Jarring. It's jarring to be in an adult. Like I will just come from a sim where it's like heavy on sex and violence and. Then I pop into a store, and there's this cutesy little girl just bouncing around and skipping with pigtails. It's a little jarring for me. I can't do that.
No, let me say what was jarring for me. The first time I saw one was when I was doing a wedding. And the lady that I worked for in Second Life did not warn me beforehand how they handle this. Because these are, as you all know, there's people playing these avatars. And if they actually go full bore, they do the whole baby talk business. So I saw one. This is the first time I've ever actually seen one, literally. And there's one that's a little boy, and he's got a teddy bear, and they were talking to him, sit in the chair, sweetheart. And I'm like, is that AI? Is it a real person?
Oh, my God.
And we're talking, and Scott said, is it a real person? They were like, yeah, it's a person. I was like, what do I do? Do I talk to it? They're like, yes, and take pictures of it. And don't break character. I was like, oh, I got to be in character. Okay. Oh, hello, little girl. Fuck it. I'm not talking to that thing.
I can't. I think one of them tried to talk to me in a store. And, like, they came skipping up to me. And,
hi, ma'am. I'm only 3 years old, and I'm lost.
I'm like, bitch, back up. That was literally what I said. Bitch, back up. I don't get kid out.
Look, you know your ass is 50 by now.
I know.
See, yeah, I don't interact with anybody when I'm on my little child avatar. She's only for me and my partner.
You lie. You jumped on my back.
All right, I know you. Style. I know you.
Look, all Dead Island style. That's the week that Dead Island trailer came out. You know you were scaring me. I'm like, she's going to bite me on my neck.
There are little kid vampire bites out there. I've seen them.
See, no.
Yes, I think that's creepy, too.
Wait. A kid Abby with vampire bites?
Yes, to play in Bloodlines. So you're not supposed to play with the child's avatar inside Bloodlines.
No, because that is like heavy on sex and violence.
Yes.
And that's against Linden Labs rules. Anyway, we're supposed to be talking about fashion.
Well, that is fashion. The bites is fashion. But we're supposed to be talking about real world stuff. I told y'all, we may have to make a Second Life show because, yeah. So this week... We're telling you about real life stuff. Of course, we have our own little line of teas and things that for some reason you all like. We're not really sure why, but you love them.
I love them, personally.
Cute.
I would get all the time.
Well, the one that was a huge seller for Christmas that everybody liked, which we could not figure this out, was the Assassin's Creed one, the Altair's girl. And,
yeah.
But
yes.
And there's other ones, that's Ezio's girl, but everybody wanted to be Altair's girl, apparently, for Christmas. I don't know what was going on with y'all.
Was he fucking hot?
Yeah, but I like Ezio. I would take him over Altair. I'm sorry. Ezio, the voice, and Ezio. So, I want your name on my chest. Just you on my chest, Ezio. Just talk. Just keep saying your name. Anything. Ugh.
Just read the fucking phone. Seriously. Read the phone book.
Is it hot to y'all? Oh, anyway, so, yeah, but so we have our own little line of T-shirts. If you like them, check pop by our site. I think I just posted up. This is an old one that I put up for today. I like big hard drives. That was a popular seller for a good long while, so I thought I'd bring it back. So, girls, our T-shirts are only for the girls. Sorry, guys. Unless you want to wear Altair's Girl across your shirt, knock yourself out. Or Master Chief's Girl or Lynx Girl or any of those. You want to wear?
You know, maybe we should branch out and do, you know, Master Chief's guy, Altair's guy.
Maybe we should.
We should.
Oh, you know what? You should totally put some about Dragon Age, like Alistair's Girl.
Oh, that's where I'm going. But there's so many hot guys in gaming now. That,
I know. And then Fenris in Dragon Age 2.
Yeah,
what?
Just make me a list, because I already...
Oh, and my companion on my smuggler in Star Wars, he's hot, too. Oh,
what's his name? Look, what's his name?
I don't remember his name right off, but he's got a nice voice. He's got dreads. Boy, is fine.
See, this is where gamer fashion is going. So... Ladies, we were, of course, tootling around the web, finding our favorite places to look at some gamer fashion. One of y'all go first. Tell me what you found, what you like, what you don't like.
All right, I'll go first because, you know, I'm pushy like that. I found a website that not only has cute things you can wear, but has cute little accessories and gift ideas and stuff. Called Etsy.com, ETF. Did I just steal yours? Anyway.
You all can share.
We'll share, Ginger. We'll share. And I'll pet you later to make up for it. This actually is a website that has a whole bunch of different things, but there is a section specifically for geekery. It's called Geekery. On Etsy.com, you go there. There is a list of links on the left. Click Geekery, and you will come up with a main page that has all sorts of things. It has cute T-shirts, Star Wars T-shirts. I'm looking at Binary Valentine's Day cards. I'm looking at you have a jellyfish hat, Pac-Man cards, Batman cufflinks, Assassin's Creed necklaces, a solar system bracelet. They've got all sorts of things. They even have a button that you put on your shirt that says, "I solemnly swear I'm up to no good." And for those of you that don't know, that's Harry Potter.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that one's only $1.50, so the prices are good, and it is absolutely adorable. It really, really is.
That's my favorite saying. I solemnly swear I am up to no good.
Yep.
Miss Ginger?
All right. Well, I'm going to go with Geek Chick Cosmetics.
Mm-hmm.
This website. It is Geek Chick Cosmetics.
She keeps saying Chick.
Chic.
It's French. It's French, baby. It's French. It's French.
Yeah. I'm from Texas. Okay, so. We have eyeshadows, lipsticks, all kinds of face sparkly, body sparkles, so much stuff.
Why don't you give us a link? I'm going to need a link. I want to see.
I'm going to give it to you. And it even tells you how to get the exact looks in the pictures.
And cosmetics?
Yes, it's cosmetics. It's everything you could want.
That's a big fucking link right there.
We've got Winter Guy eyeshadows, Across the Narrow Sea, Born in Fire, Brotherhood of Crows, The Spider, all kinds of different things. And I love the lipsticks. Look at those lipstick colors.
Wait. Hold on. It's coming up because you know I like me some makeup.
The joystick colors, the geek.
Wait a minute. Where is this thing? Oh.
Ooh. Fang Bangers Quartet. That is pretty.
Okay, where am I? I'm lost. Wait.
Where did I put it? I put it in the...
You put it in the wrong chat, but that's all right.
Oh, my bad. Here.
I got it, but where? Oh, I'm going to the eyes. Is that where y'all are looking? Ooh,
I like that.
That's right pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just looking
at... You know what? I'm going to favorite this. Because I might be going shopping later. No.
Yes. And even has body paint for your cosplay. They've got Navi Navy.
Or for your fun time. Yeah, boy.
Oh, okay. I see. I'm looking for pictures, and they're actually icons to take. Oh. Oh, my. That is mighty lovely.
I am in love with this stuff.
That lip color, the geek gloss, the very red one, looks very good on me, I can tell you already.
Yes.
Now, go ahead.
And if you look on the front page, it's got the different pictures that goes through, the bio bombs, the black lace, everything. Mm-hmm. If you click on them, I want to say it actually tells you how to get that look. Yes, it tells you what they use for that look. pulls up the whole page with it.
So I'm going to go to the front page. Okay, the blue ice, or is it random? Oh, I see. Oh. Oh, this is the big, I'm looking at the big daddy, the little sister.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's hot.
That is so hot. I love her.
Look, see, if, in case you're not with us. Wait a minute, we haven't even looked in the chat room.
Well, good colors, too.
In case you're
not bad, anybody there? No, we're by ourselves. We're by ourselves. It's all good.
Some of the pretty colors. They don't pop in. I love this, the little sister one. I'm really all kinds of amazed. And I love the blue ice, the lipstick. I used to wear those colors together. Who knew they would be fashionable?
Right? Okay, I'm looking at the lipsticks on the Geek Chick Cosmetics. There's one called Tentacle Grape. I'm a little worried about that.
Oh, but now come on, that sounds like something you'd like.
You know it does, but it's grape, and that I don't want to think of how tentacles might taste.
Yeah. How about the one that's My Little Pony?
That's pretty. That's funny. The one called Health Potion is actually really pretty. It's a pretty color. I think it would look good on that.
I like the one Lipstick of the Shifting Sands. That is pretty.
Ooh, that's nice too. Yeah.
Okay, I'm looking at the body. I'm loving the glitter grenades. Mm-hmm. The cosplay.
Ooh, there's one called Big Daddy. I want that one.
Oh my god, poor wallets.
Hey, y'all need to get some foundations for the brown girls. Okay, that brown is a little too brown. Come on now.
Well, maybe you should snow white them. Tell them, hey.
Because I buy it if you get me a good foundation. You need to look at the CoverGirl Queen collection and get me the tawny. I think it's tawny brown. So that's my shade.
Zoe might be good
they
on
you. They do kind of skip right there, don't they?
Of course. Yes. You could make Zoe and Lana together. That might work for you.
No, that's going to be too white. That's going to be too white for me. See, I have to have two different makeups. I have one in the summer, one in the winter, but the darkest one, they are still too dark in either season. So I have to have a washed out, no reds in it for winter. See, you girls out there didn't know that stuff. Mm-hmm. You should
We formulate gluten-free, cruelty-free, vegan eyeshadows, foundations, body products, and blushes, as well as lip balms, glosses, and sticks based on our geeky inspirations.
That's vegan because you know, Ginger says them however she wants to say them. It's vegan for
vegan.
Those of you who are like, what is
it? What did I say?
Vegan.
Vegan. My bad.
Reminds me of Darth Vader. Vegan.
You vegan. You damn dirty
vegan. Oh, and we are a home-based indie business.
Yeah, so they're sounding like they're kind of going along the lines of Carol's Daughter, if you're familiar with Carol's Daughter. They started making their things at home. So don't be all squeamish saying you can't make it at your house. You can. All makeup is a bunch of stuff mixed together, mostly from the cabinet. So if you haven't been over to check them out, what's the website?
GeekChicCosmetics.com.
Go over, check them out. Tell them we sent you. We did like them on Facebook, so if you're still trying to figure out how to find them, go to our Facebook page. You'll see them. This is really cool. Who found this?
I did.
You're just trying to show off.
She is trying to show off.
She's just trying to show off. That's an Alabama-ism. That's not a Texas-ism. You're just trying to show. It's not show off, it's show out. You're just trying to show out.
Show out.
Yes. Don't ask me why. My cousins used to say that to me. I still don't get it to this day. Anyway, so I was going to talk about places I've seen some geekware. If you, you know what? I never posted that picture to Twitter. I posted a cinch to Twitter when I was in the store. Those of you who, for some reason, love to listen to my ramblings when I'm out places, you can find a lot of geekware in places like Target and places like Toys R Us, and even Walmart. Walmart was the first place I ever saw it. I have a Link t-shirt that I sleep in quite often. Unfortunately, it was not for women. It was made for the guys, but I bought it, you know, and it's ginormous, but I love it. I got my Link on the front. No, I will not post pictures of me in it. Dirty bastards. So, ladies, let me ask you a question before I tell them what all I've seen at Target and just how integrated.
Did you say ice?
No. Did
okay,
I say ice?
I thought you did. I no. thought you did because I was about to start saying ice, baby.
No.
Ding, 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 ding.
So I said, I'll tell you just how integrated our culture is becoming in mainstream. I think both of you are old enough to remember. Remember when Nirvana came out and the whole plaid T-shirt, not plaid T-shirt, but the plaid shirt thing came in?
Yes.
Remember what happened shortly thereafter, how the grunge that was so cool became uncool because it started being on the runways?
Yes.
Do you guys see that happening with Gamer?
No.
No.
I really don't. And the reason being, and this is going to sound so funny, is most of the gamer people I know, myself included, we don't pay a damn bit of attention to what goes on the runways.
True
I don't.
Story.
I don't. I don't give a fuck.
I think Corey does.
Corey Mike, she likes the haute couture. But me, no. I like stuff, geeky stuff. I don't care if it's on the runway. I don't care if it's popular or what. I'm going to wear what I want to wear because I like it. And if you don't like it, well, you can kiss my white ass. I don't care.
No, I was more referring to think about not necessarily us looking for what's on the runway, but if some designer suddenly finds us cool as a community,
mm-hmm.
Let's say is Versace, and decides his whole next year's collection is going to be about gaming. So,
well, then he better keep up because gaming changes so quickly.
Right?
I don't know if he'll be able to. All those jokes are going to be old.
Exactly.
I mean, on,
yeah.
The one about the arrow in the knee, everybody else is already sick of. And that's been out, what, 2 months?
Mm-hmm. Maybe? Mm-hmm. It's already old.
Yes. True. So, but how would you feel about it? Just say if you went in the store and there was a new controller that was with Swarovski crystals and it was...
Oh, I refuse it. They already have stuff like that. I've seen stuff like that.
You've seen it, but I'm saying mainstream, as in you start seeing, you know, Paris Hilton going, I got my Xbox controller and it has Swarovski crystals on it, and Kim Kardashian...
Whoever made it, I would boycott them. I'm sorry. If you were working with that talentless hack, yes, I'm sorry.
Not working with her. I'm saying, you guys know how trends in Hollywood is. Whoever has the next big thing. So, I'll tell you what, my concern is coming, and I don't necessarily have anything against seeing somebody like Versace make gamer-inspired wear. I'm hoping they wouldn't be stupid enough to put jokes on because, yeah, our trends change, like, every other week. It's not even a monthly. It's not even hardly a weekly. Sometimes the next day, it's like, oh, that's old. That's yesterday. We're talking about this today.
Yes.
But someone might get hip to doing such a thing. I'm saying, how would you react? I know back then when it happened, you know, Kurt Cobain got big. Everybody wanted the plaid. Little shirts, and then I think a couple of months later when they started releasing their winter collections, the models were walking down the runway in plaid-inspired wear, skirts and, you know, purses, and it became a big thing, and then it made its way down to Old Navy. So I'm like, what if that starts happening? What if we start seeing all these haute couture gowns with, you know, Wiimotes printed and it's sheer, and then you start seeing your actors and actresses on the red carpet. This is a Mario skirt, and it's done by Gucci. And it sounds cute, doesn't it? But we would never be able to afford it.
It does sound cute, except that I would never pay attention to that. So.
And, yeah, that's the thing. Like, I honestly don't care.
The question, would it be something where you would look at and say, that faking bitch Angelina Jolie has mushrooms all over her shirt talking about this is a Mario.
Okay, yeah, I probably would say that. I'd be like, you don't even game. Do you even know what game that's from? I mean, come on. I mean, it was Paris Hilton a couple of years ago that did the whole Bejeweled thing, wasn't
yes.
it? Wasn't
and then
it,
wasn't she called her game. It was supposed to be her game, and she called it the wrong name.
Yes, exactly.
And it wasn't.
I don't take anybody serious like that. Unless I know for certain that you're a gamer. Hello, Vin Diesel.
That's no, very good.
Vin, you know what? You can call me anytime you want, baby. Because you can just growl at me in that voice. Or just talk. Just say my name and with
this
your chest. And
I'm having a deja vu.
And the oil and the nice butt. And oh.
See, that's what I have to deal with.
I'm distracted.
Yeah. I was currently thinking how I would have to off Snow so that I could have him to myself.
And I'll bring it, bitch. You let me look, and I was thinking how after you off Snow, I was going off you because you already took her out for me.
No!
You'd be like, ha-ha, Snow, out! Assassin, bitch! In the back. Should have played Assassin's Creed. You would have known this was coming. Backstab.
We could probably share him because he's a big dude.
No, I don't share. You know I don't. Why would you say that? You know I don't share. I don't even share y'all with each other. What you talking about?
That's true.
That's true.
True.
I don't share. I can't. It's impossible.
That's okay. I'll just stick with Jason Momoa.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm taking him away from y'all too. What y'all gonna do? What y'all gonna do?
Oh, right? No, you're not.
Oh no, Ginger, we're gonna tag team her, then we can fight it out, okay?
That sounds good to me. That sounds real good to me.
Oh, look at, see how it is? See how they are? Y'all see how they are?
I love you, Courtney.
Wait,
man.
Wait, don't we have fashion to talk about?
Yes, we do. Okay. All right, now let me ask you all another thing I'm noticing. Part of the reason why we started designing T-shirts, and we're getting, we have too much to do here. So there's T-shirts and stuff that I have designed just sitting on the hard drive I have not posted. They're coming. But part of the reason I started to do it is you have your websites like ThinkGeek and Jinx. They tend to err towards the underwear stuff for women. Mm-hmm. Or shirts that say, basically imply the woman is not the gamer, that she's dating the gamer. Like
yes, and that pisses me off.
Now, do you like the little underwear things? Some of them are cute, but I don't necessarily see me wearing them. Like, there's one up on Jinx.com that has a username and password underwear.
I saw that, and while that is cute, it would only be cute, I guess, if my boyfriend were also.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
If you're wearing gamer underwear and your significant other, be it a boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, is not a gamer, they won't know what the hell's going on. So they'll be like, oh, this is so cute. They'll be like, what the fuck does that mean? You know? So, I mean, it's only cute if both of you are gamers.
Exactly. And if he's not a gamer, he's not going to get it, and it's not going to be amusing at all.
He's not going to get it at all.
At all.
He's not going to... You're not going to get anything, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe what does this mean?
If he's not a gamer, he will not pass Go. He will not collect Snow's goodies.
Look, am I supposed to write my name in these boxes?
You're supposed to change your password every 2 weeks.
Oh, my God. Babe, do I need to put in 16 characters when I read this?
That's when you go,
Yeah, you do. Yeah, go ahead and put in characters.
Yeah, go ahead and take a while to think on that, okay?
Mm. See, this is where I think this is a kind of a difficult thing for me being a woman gamer. I love some of the T-shirts in addition to our own, but I love some of the ones I see them do for Jinx. And I actually got one from ZQ some years ago that was really pretty. And it's and I still wear it. Actually, I don't have to stop wearing it. I think I've worn holes in it. I wore it so much. But it's the design was from, was it Think Geek? I don't know. One of the two, because she usually shops at both of them. But it had a design on the bottom, and then on the hip it had a joystick, like the old joystick from Atari days.
Yeah, boy.
But it was done so pretty and so stylish that, you know, I would put it on with some heels, and I looked like I was styling, and look, what? So, but... I find myself at odds when I see stuff like the underwear, the Angry Birds bra, because on one hand, it would be hilarious to have on, but on the other hand, is this the best you got for me with the T-shirts? I love my gamer, or I love my geek boyfriend, or...
See, now I'm about to link y'all a shirt, and this is totally geek girl, and it's not making fun of the girl. Actually, it's making fun of the guy.
I want...
Have an interesting window.
I put it in the right window this time.
You did not.
I put it after the really, really, really long link. She put hers there.
Oh my gosh. She put that when we were on the other call, crazy.
Oh, God.
Oh, look at that. Okay, so I.
Nice. I shoot like a girl. I like that.
Yes. All right, so for those of y'all who can't see this, it's. What is that? Some kind of M6?
Anyway,
M16. All right, thank you. M16 says, I shoot like a girl. The target, the head's been shot, and so is the crotch. That is hot.
And the caption below says, a single headshot will drop your opponent instantly, but a few well-placed rounds in the junk will drop them with satisfaction. Damn right.
Hell yeah, baby. And that is from splitreason.com. They also have stuff for geeks and gamers.
Now, see...
Oh, hey, I found one that says, warning, I can kill you with my brain.
I was looking at that one, too. And it's a woman, and then she's...
killing the man. Yeah, and for those of you that don't know, that is a Firefly reference, okay?
Yes. Oh, that was so hot.
Because River Tam says that to Jane after Jane tried to turn them in for bounty.
Mm-hmm. And it glows in the dark, too.
Ooh, sweet.
I also like that I used to be a game critic, then I took an arrow to the knee. Ah, that's such an overdone meme.
It really is. Meme.
Now, there's meme. One on that's on. I have lost. I just remember it off the top of my head. I've lost the page that it was on, but it's a shirt in reference to Twilight. It says, "And then Buffy states Edward, the end." I do like that shirt. I like this.
I have to admit, I liked the books. The books were good.
Oh, the books are excellent.
The movies, not so much.
Yeah.
That's another reason why I love this particular T-shirt, because they didn't go to the girly side with the, Edward's girl or something like that, because I did see a couple of those on Cafe Press. Edward's girl and Edward's woman, Team Edward. This one is, it went straight.
I see that enough inside Second Life. People don't know.
Oh, God.
Have we seen any sparkly vampires yet?
Oh, God.
There probably is one.
I would not be at all surprised. Damn. Vampires.
Achievement lost.
It's underwear, isn't it?
It's underwear. And the other one says bonus stage.
Nice. I got an achievement somebody can unlock.
Oh, my God.
Okay, this one's for women, too. How to kill a zombie. 1, choose your weapon. 2, aim for the head. 3, don't miss. And it has little diagrams showing you with a bat, then an arrow pointing to the head, and then 3 is the head laying on the ground.
Well, and I don't know if they still have them. I don't know if they have them near you, because I live in Timbuktu, Texas. We have Walmart. That's about it. We got Walmart, we got a Target. Anyways, at Walmart, right now, they have little heads. Yeah, they're selling heads on the
this is going all off the track.
Ewok cats. I have a little hat that makes me look like an Ewok. I got little furry ears.
Oh, yeah. I think those are in Target and a lot of stores, actually.
Yes, I have one of those. It's so cute. It's white. It's adorable.
Now
I'm wearing my I Love Nerd shirt.
Now, actually, thank you for putting me back on track mentally. Yeah. Also, something I noticed in Target. Target is really going very, very mainstream with their gamer everything. Not just clothes. I think, like I said, I sensed when I was there that there was Gears of War pajamas. Unfortunately, they're only for the guys. But in that whole area, everything in the area is gamer. They have sleeping bags that have controllers and things all over them, backpacks. They have a whole line of, I forget the name of this, Harajuku?
Harajuku, yeah.
Harajuku, they have a whole line of those clothes for little girls. And I don't mean just, cosplay, but actual clothes that they can wear in Target. And then there's that are gamer-inspired backpacks, mugs. I like those little plushy throws, you can put over on the couch. They have those that are gamer-inspired with controllers or Xbox controllers or Wii Wiimotes on them. There's a ton of stuff on those few aisles. I'm really sorry I didn't take a picture. So they are really embracing the gamer culture, but it's Target, amazingly enough. Would you guys go there and do your whole house up in gamer stuff? Because I think there was even some couple of chairs and things there and some things to hang on the wall. But they're not very outrageous or ostentatious. It's something that I think will blend in well with your house if you have, a kind of a style or you're trying to maintain. It blends in well with the house. It would really be somebody that came to your house that was a gamer would probably notice, hey, this blanket has, controllers on it. That's cute.
Honestly, yes.
Yes. Yes, 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 totally. If I could get away with it, yes.
Hmm.
I mean, my whole office is painted sky blue to kind of match Mario, and then I've got 8-bit Super Mario wall art everywhere.
So look here, when Snow and I come to your house, she's going to club you over the head. Don't take it personal.
Just don't take my Mario light switch. I've got the light switch strategically.
You just go ahead and keep saying all the stuff that's in your house, and we're going to take it. I don't know why she's telling us we're not going to take it, but we are.
No, I got my Mario strategically placed, so the light switch is up and down.
So when she clubs you over the head.
No, that's not very nice.
No, who said anything about nice?
Okay, but this is the thing. When I club you over the head, that means I'm going to drag you off in a dark corner and have my way with you.
While I strip your walls down.
Yes.
Okay, I might be okay with this.
Okay.
You will be okay.
I might be all right with this.
You do not have a choice.
That's fine.
See, she gives in. Like, she has a choice again.
Being molested by snow? Yeah, I'm totally going to say no.
And I'm
actually really good at molesting, too. Yeah.
See, that's hot. That's hot.
Something wrong with y'all.
Or something very, very right.
So now, what about Walmart, knowing the quality of Walmart stuff? Although my Link t-shirt has held up well. I've had it for a couple of years now, actually.
I think I actually got the shirt that I'm wearing from Walmart. So
is it a gamer shirt?
Yes, I love nerds.
Really?
So cute. Yes. It's got Snoopy. All right, well, it's kind of not really. It's got Snoopy sitting on top of his house, and he's got glasses, and it says, I love nerds. And I want to say I got this at Walmart last year. Yeah.
Hmm. Now, I've had mine for 2 years. Their stuff usually just does not last. I don't think they make this gamer stuff. And they do not make stuff for women. Neither did Toys R Us when I was. Well, it's just t-shirts. I guess, you know, we could flip them on. But, you know, it seems to fit better when it's actually made for a woman.
Well, this one was made for a woman. It's V-cut. Yeah.
I like V-cut shirts.
Yeah.
You know,
V-cuts are flattering to almost every figure, so I like them too. Now, you guys look at this one, this little shirt from Split Reason, and tell me, would you wear this?
That's like
all-purpose gamer shirt right there. All-purpose.
That's funny as shit, actually.
That is.
Oh my God,
awesome.
You have, what is that? Is that Avengers on there? You got Pac-Man Ghost on there. Looks like Lara Croft in the middle. Who is that in the middle? That's not Lara Croft, is it?
No. I think this will be a gamer girl.
She's got the two different guns from Nintendo.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Donkey Kong at the bottom. Her foot's on his nose.
That's hilarious. Yes, I would totally rock that.
And 25 cents for the quarters. Put the quarters in.
Yeah. That reminds me of one of those old bubble machines you used to play with as a kid with the water and the air.
Yeah.
Rings. Yeah.
I love those things.
Well, I like that. Can we find one of those? Oh, y'all can't find one? Is that what y'all saying?
Yeah, I'm sorry, we can't find one. We're too busy looking at this right now.
Yeah, I'm still going over it. I'm like, wait a minute, what all games here do I recognize?
Yeah, I was still, I'm all up in my monitor looking at it like,
That is awesome.
Now, other place we've often actually sent you to is fashionablygeek.com. They tend to be all over the place with all kinds of stuff. Fashion-wise, fragrances. There's a new fragrance line they listed sometime this week that is for the Avengers, actually. The new movie, Nick Fury Infinity Formula Cologne. you got your Catwoman cat suits. Wait a minute. And my favorite, of course, is the guy dressed like Altair from Assassin's Creed. And this is probably the most intricate one I've seen so far. Wow. So where do you buy this? I know there was a website we were looking at some time ago where you could get some cosplay like this, but his is really intricate. You guys saw the page that I sent you? I'll send you a page. So you can look.
Because you sent us a lot.
Yeah, I sent y'all a lot of stuff. If you scroll down there, almost to the bottom, you'll see the guy dressed like Altair. His costume is so intricate. And if he made this, he needs to be a fashion designer. Look at his knives and everything.
Okay, I got distracted by the Catwoman. Damn.
Are you damn for the Catwoman or the him?
The Catwoman. Holy shit.
Okay, leave her alone. Stop looking at the woman's boobies.
Okay.
All right, are we looking at Batman? Are we looking at him?
Okay,
he's hot, too. God.
He's not from the Catwoman. Then there's a Kermit, and then, which is another.
Oh, hello, Cat. Oh, hello, boobs.
Right? That's what I said.
Now,
scroll down and look at Altair.
All right.
Do you see Altair?
He's nice. Can I take him home?
Okay, barring the fact that he's hot, look at all the intricate work that went into this. It's, you know, when we see it on the game is one thing, but to see it done in person, look at all that. Look at his collar and the lace edging and the knives, the lacing on his arms. This is, wow.
And he looks like he might actually be hot.
Yes, he's got a nice mouth and chin.
Uh-huh.
He needs kissing. look at the boots. Beautiful.
Those are awesome. Those are gorgeous.
He is really, really talented.
He looks like he might be, doesn't he?
Yeah. He could be pounded in my bedroom if he wants. Come on over.
Look, you know what's bad? He'd lift up the hood and he'd be like cross-eyed or something.
I know. He'd just be like, okay, just lower the hood again, honey. Just keep it down.
Oh, sorry. He's supposed to be Ezio.
Ezio.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to find a picture of his face. He really does not show his face. This is an actual Flickr from a picture from a Flickr feed. So I'm at the Flickr feed, and he does not show his face. Wait a minute. Oh, I almost got a glimpse of an eye. Ooh, he's got a smirk there. Boy, I put some syrup on you.
Right? Here, send that to me. I want to see it.
Oh, his Flickr feed? Mm-hmm. Of the picture that... Yeah, hold on. People are... Yeah, he's got a smirk. You can almost see his eye there. People are like, aren't we supposed to be listening about clothes? This is about looks. It's real world.
Yes, yes, it is real world.
You know, this is giving me an idea. I don't think it would be a bad idea.
Oh, yeah. Hey, baby.
See that smirk?
That smirk.
It looks like he has long hair, too, and it's kind of curly. Boy.
That's sexy.
Syrup on you. Okay, so anyways, I was saying, it might not be a bad idea for us to think about doing a cosplay fashion show at one of these events. But some of these girls, I'm going to tell y'all, and this is our fashion tip before we have to go. If you do not have the figure of the person you are trying to emulate, please do not
try. Cosplay.
Yeah, or find some type of alternative where it is flattering to you. But walking around with a Chinese girl skirt on and you have, what does it call it, the butcher's apron, which is where your tummy is way hanging, way over. It hides everything. It's down the midway your thigh. Don't put on the skirts, girls. And I'm all about some, you know, you being yourself and girl power. It's just not flattering to you.
Yeah,
it's
not at all.
I'm not telling you not to be curvy and not to eat your brownies because I'm going to eat mine.
Girl,
but
I had a brownie today. Fuck that.
So did I. I had a brownie before the show. Word.
Brownie.
Oh, it was one of those fiber one, but they're good. They're really good. They're really, really good. But yeah, you got to find stuff that's flattering to you if you're going to do cosplay. Very flattering, beautiful. You know, if you like, I'm looking at one where a girl's just like the Queen of Hearts. That same Flickr feed. Get you a nice corset. Corset. If you got big boobs,
right?
Show them off. Show them
right?
off. I don't need to see your belly. Show your boobs off. If you got nice ones, push them up. we're going to have to do a cosplay show, I'm thinking.
And what really gets on my nerves is guys who cosplay girls and don't do it right. Now, don't misunderstand me. Some guys can dress up as a girl and look better than I ever would.
Damn dread.
All right? But I'm talking about the guys that try to dress up as the girls and they do it very, very badly. Like, you look like a bad drag queen.
Damn straight.
That's not amusing.
And if you need help, we will be glad to give you some pointers. Tape it up. Okay, anyway, we got about a minute. Now, we could go on talking, but we're going to go.
That means we have to have music.
That means we probably want to do some exeunt music. Exeunt.
Wait, that was too short. Let me start over again.
It's too short.
I didn't look at the time. We're always professional on this show. God, don't you know that?
I'm still trying to see SEO's face. I got one with him smiling now, y'all. That's just wrong.
Okay, send it over.
Maybe
I want to see it.
That I just sent you?
All right, while we are busy ogling that guy, I want to let you know that you can tune in tomorrow to hear Corey and Ginger do the news. And then on Thursday, it's time for another Raw edition of Gamer Girls Radio, because you know we are always Raw on Thursdays. Always.
No, that's not him. Remember, his hood is white.
Still, is this one hot?
He's hot.
All right, peace out, guys. Ooh, he's hot. Okay, peace out, guys.
He's got
I
a mustache.
Got it. I got it.
That's true.
Okay, peace out, guys. Tune in tomorrow. Check us out.
No, not tomorrow. Thursday. Well, we'll be here tomorrow morning. You're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, dude, tomorrow. News Thursday, Raw edition of Gamer Girls Radio. Favorite us if you like us, favorite us if you don't, because that'll teach us a lesson.